Shalom, everyone, and welcome to today's CBH podcast with Amita Cologne. We invite you to subscribe so you can get the latest episodes. Let's pray. Abba, Father, we pray that today's teaching is a blessing to all who are listening in Yeshua's name. Amen. And here's Amita.
Shabbat Shalom. Today we're going to talk about what does it mean that we are no longer under the law. Under the law means that we are not under the penalty of death, but that death is conquered through Yeshua the Messiah. However, this does not free us from continuing to follow the commandments of the Torah, continuing to follow Yeshua's righteousness and instructions. We still have to continue to live a life of righteousness and purity. Under grace means that we have the favor of Yeshua the Messiah if we accept Him as our salvation. In other words, the favor of Yeshua is there, open to all who want it. His favor is there for all humanity. Being under His favor does not excuse us from continuing to follow His words and His teachings. His words and His teachings will never pass away. And it involves all His words, all His commands, or the Torah. His words are from the very beginning. John 1:1-5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. All things came to be through Him, and with Him nothing made had been. In Him was life, and the life was the light of mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not suppressed it. The grace or favor of Elohim saves us from death. Ephesians 2:8. For you have been delivered by grace through trusting. And even this is not your accomplishment, but God's gift. If we accept Yeshua and obey His commands are under two main commandments. Someone asked Yeshua in Mark 12:28-31, which is the most important commandment of them all? Yeshua answered, the most important is Shema Israel Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one, and you are to love Adonai your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your understanding, and with all your strength. The second is this, you are to love your neighbor as yourself. Under these two commandments, the whole Torah is fulfilled. In other words, these two do not get rid of all the other commandments. Galatians 5:13-15. For brothers, you were called to be free. Only do not let that freedom become an excuse for allowing your old nature to have its way. Instead, serve one another in love. For the whole of the Torah is summed up in this one sentence. Love your neighbor as yourself. But if you go on snapping at each other, and tearing each other to pieces, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other. Then how do we love Adonai your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your understanding, and with all your strength? Being under His grace or favor does not give us a free ticket not to follow His words. Yeshua said in John 14:15, if you love me, you will keep my commands. John 14:21. Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me, and the one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him. 1 John 2:3. The way we can be sure we know him is if we are obeying his commands. 2 John 1:6. Moreover, love is this, that we should live according to his commands. This is the command as you people have heard from the very beginning. Live by it. The grace or favor of Elohim is not new or something new in the New Testament, but it has always been here from the very beginning. Torah is the very character of who Yeshua is. Torah in Hebrew is not described as the law or a bunch of rigid rules, but Torah is the very instructions, teachings, and a way of living a righteous, victorious life with the purity and character of Elohim. Torah is Yeshua. He said in John 5:46-47, "For if you really believed Moshe, you would believe me, because it was about me that he wrote. But if you don't believe me, or believe what he wrote, how are you going to believe what I say?" The words are the words of Yeshua, for in the beginning he was the Word. He also said in Luke 24, after joining the two friends that were talking about all the things that had happened to Yeshua during his death and resurrection, Yeshua said to them, "Foolish people, so unwilling to put your trust in everything the prophet spoke. Didn't the Messiah have to die like this before entering his glory?" Then, starting with Moshe and all the prophets, he explained to them the things that can be found throughout the Tanakh concerning himself. Then, there are two purposes to the Torah: life through Yeshua the Messiah, or death through rejecting Yeshua the Messiah. 1 John 5:3 tells us, "For loving God means obeying his commands. Moreover, his commands are not burdensome." We are no longer under the law or instructions, but under grace or favor. Does not mean that we are free from not following Torah, for Yeshua said that he did not come to abolish Torah and the prophets in Matthew 5:17-20, but to complete or make alive, or to make Torah a reality, not just engraved in stone, but alive in our hearts through the Holy Spirit. But being no longer under the law or instruction or Torah, but under grace or favor, means that if we accept Yeshua as our salvation, we are no longer under the penalty of the plague of death. And because of this, we are not free from following Torah or doing whatever we want. In other words, we still need to continue to follow his instructions. Romans 6:23, "For what one earns from sin is death, but eternal life is what one receives as a free gift from God in union with Yeshua the Messiah, our Lord." And how are we are in unity with Yeshua the Messiah? How are we are in union with Yeshua the Messiah? By not sinning. John 14:23, Yeshua answered him, "If someone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." Abba Father, thank you for your words. Thank you for your counsel. In the name of Yeshua the Messiah, amen. Shalom! And may the Lord bless you.